So in an amazing broadcasting first here today, we present Proper Sport does WWE in video, which is great for all the people who are listening to the podcast. They're like, oh no, I can't see this. All you're basically missing is me holding up the Money in the Bank briefcase we've got here, which I'm going to hit on the head of Tom Maguire.
Hello.
I'm not really.
Why?
Because you could sue.
Yeah.
Health and safety or something. And anyway, are we allowed to show the Money in the Bank briefcase, or will we have to blur out the WWE logo and sue us? I don't know.
No, I hope not. But the thing is, if an ex-colleague of ours used it for, like, sriracha seeds or something, so it's full of seeds and memory cards. So
seeds and memory cards?
Yeah.
Is that the new name of the podcast?
No, it's Hardest Part of the Ring, it should be.
Well, we said that, but I think someone's already done that, you know. It's disappointing. Should we start with Fastlane? Because we are now definitely on the road to WrestleMania, because at Fastlane, all the things you thought would happen, happened.
Yeah. I'll be honest with you. As an overall show,
yes,
it was pretty much as we expected. There were some surprises,
yeah,
and I wasn't too disheartened. But overall, we expected the main event. We expected what was going to happen with Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. We expected what was going to happen with Charlotte Flair, apart from maybe Oscar coming out then, things like that. But overall, on the two thumbs up scale, it gets one thumb up.
Good stuff. I've got it on the network right now. I could watch it, but we've got to do a podcast. Did you watch the pre-show match?
No.
No, all right, fair enough. Breezango and Ty Dillinger beat the amazing combination of Mojo Rawley, Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin. On to the proper programme. And it opened with the first match of the night. Rusev with Aiden English doing a rap.
Yeah.
Against the artist, the rock star, the whatever else the Michael Cole says, Shinsuke Nakamura. Da, da, da. Oh, we can't do his song anymore, can we now?
No, but, you know, like, they're trying to paint him, obviously, as a real legitimate sort of main event star in WWE. And by doing that, they're giving him three or four nicknames.
Yes.
The rock star, the artist.
All of which are rubbish.
Yeah.
Just call him Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yeah.
Even if I could say his name. Have you seen the video of him hiding behind Renee Young's jacket?
This is the thing. I really like Renee Young as a presenter, and I talked about this last week. I think she is the only person that seems human in WWE on the presentation team.
However, I'm just waiting for you. However, there must be a but here.
There's no however. I think Renee Young's fantastic.
Are they going to say her dress sense is
no, it's
quirky.
Fantastic. It's really fun. It's sparkly, like her personality.
Have you seen Shinsuke Nakamura hiding in Renee Young's jacket?
Yeah.
It's on Instagram and everything. Insta. She's like a celebrity. But he won, didn't he? Which he had to do against Rusev. And Rusev was very popular, as you'd expect. But that couldn't be any other result. He's going to main event WrestleMania in one of the seven main events. So he had to win, didn't he?
For me, it was a really good match, though. Really good. It just shows how good Rusev as a character is at the moment. How he needed the win over possibly the... It reminded me of, you know, at Fastlane a couple of years ago when Roman beat Daniel Bryan.
Yes.
It's like basically saying, look, you're going to have to deal with this, but in a way we're happy with Shinsuke Nakamura. We weren't with Roman Reigns. But, you know, they've put over arguably the best babyface currently on SmackDown at the moment. And, yeah, we'll see.
They need to do something with Rusev at WrestleMania, because at the moment he has no road to WrestleMania.
Much like John Cena.
Yeah. But he might have, because we haven't come to the main event yet. In shock news, Randy Orton beat Bobby Roode for the United States Championship, which means he's now won all of the championships.
That was a little bit surprising.
Yeah, it just seemed a bit... not out of nowhere, which of course would be a Randy Orton thing, I guess, but...
It was a good RKO finish, to be fair.
Yeah, just seemed a bit, I don't know, of a surprise. And I guess Bobby Roode hasn't really set the world on fire as a US champion, has
well,
he?
I think this is... No, but...
But then again, he hasn't really had the opportunity to do so either.
He's lost some momentum since NXT, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Which is a real shame. But I don't know what we're expecting. It's what we're starting to get used to. Whereas with Randy, I don't know if he's going to bring too much to the title. And for me, I think that it's maybe the start of the rude heel turn, because he attacked Randy after saving him from Jinder, the modern Maharaja, or whatever his nickname is.
The modern day Maharaja.
Modern day Maharaja. Yeah. And I just think that it's... If we do get heel Rude, we'll get the best Rude.
Yeah, we should do. It's the only reason he's a face is because of his music.
Yeah.
which is glorious, obviously.
So he won't give in.
No. And that will be the triple threat match of the US title at WrestleMania, won't it, with Jinder Mahal thrown in there.
So there'll be triple threat and another triple threat, which we're going to come on to.
There's going to be a million multi-man matches at WrestleMania.
But that's WWE in 2018. We're going to have to get used to it.
I've got on at the moment Fastlane because I put the network on to find something else. And I'm currently watching the tag team match, which is the next one we're talking about. Becky Lynch's gear, that's awesome. With a fire on it. It's like Bam Bam Bigelow, reincarnated. But slightly slimmer, because he was a big fella and Becky Lynch is not.
He had tattoos all over his head.
I did all over his head. And he was originally a babyface as well, which doesn't make any sense, does it? Tattooed man. But there you go.
What, in the 80s, 90s?
Yeah, in the early 80s, yeah. Until they realised, actually, this is a bit daft. I'm just watching this match now, and Carmella's gear, that's good.
Gear aside, Richard.
Yes.
Overall, the match.
Well, you've watched it, I haven't.
The tag match was not good, in my opinion. I mean, Naomi's very talented, very athletic, but a couple of botches now and again, but, you know, I can live with that. It strikes me as just all the women in all the matches, and we saw that in the women's title match as well.
You know there's going to be a women's battle royal at WrestleMania, don't you?
Is there?
Of course there is, because they have to have Steph, even though she's busy at the minute, come out and say, we've had the Andre the Giant battle royal, now we're going to have our history-making thing. I keep saying they're going to name after China.
No.
What's he going to name after then?
I don't know, but they can't name after China because...
She's
not in the Hall of Fame.
No, but she has been mentioned, so it's not as if she's not a character anymore.
But let's remember...
But she's the ninth wonder of the world, and Andre the Giant is the eighth wonder of the world, so...
But I want you to remember, right? Yep. I want you to remember that Triple H came out on Stone Cold's podcast and said you can't put this person in the Hall of Fame because of their adult past. And, you know, if you type in China one night in...
It's the WWE Hall of Fame. Hillbilly Jim's going in it. Did we come to the result of that match?
Oh, the heels won, which was a bit surprising, because I think if they're going to... And they might do it. If they're going to have Carmella cash in at WrestleMania, usually you'd have the person losing, wouldn't you?
Yes.
And they go on a bit of a losing run to make you think, oh, they're not going to cash in, they're not going to cash in, and then they cash in.
But they won.
Yeah, but I don't think... It's looking less likely for me that she's going to cash in at Mania.
Maybe she forgets.
What?
She's just like, oh, bugger, we've run out of time. The Usos versus The New Day, your boys New Day, ended in a no contest when the Bludgeon Brothers came out and bludgeoned everyone with their thing.
Their hammers, their special
which
hammers.
Sounds ruder than it is. Big hammers. The Bludgeon Brothers, big hammers. I got them and they bludgeoned your boys, the New Day, and their.
Your boys, the New Day.
And the Usos. And they, they beat them all up.
It was a rivalry renewed, wasn't it? And then, it's not.
You turned into Tom Phillips.
That's the thing as well. It's prototypical commentary, isn't it? Like, what was it? Oh, this is the final encounter in Hell in a Cell between these two great tag teams.
Until they have another one. Yeah.
Until they have another one. They are good, too. These two are really good. Big E, we talked about him as being a superstar, hopefully to break out of the New Day. And you're hopeful he will.
Yes.
One day. But at the moment, I'm thinking that these two, obviously, and Bludgeon, is going to set up for Mania. Now, but Bludgeon Brothers, this is probably a little bit too late for me. I wanted them to come out of the gates a bit quicker, you know what I mean? But rather than 8 weeks of local competitors, here we are, and they've attacked them, they've looked menacing doing it, that's all well and good, but it just, I feel like I've lost a little bit of interest in them. And yet they looked great when they beat up all these five people.
Fair enough. That's the next triple threat at WrestleMania. Unless Breezango get thrown in there as well. Are there any other tag teams on? Well, Shelton Benjamin, they'll be in the thing, won't they? The
ladder match, maybe,
or the battle royal. The Andre the Giant. No one actually cares who wins battle royal, because no one does care, do they?
It doesn't mean anything.
Who won it last year?
It doesn't mean Mojo.
Mojo? Yeah, yeah.
It was Mojo. It was Baron. Who was 31?
Baron Von Corbin. Yeah.
Who won it in 31? Big Show and Cesaro.
Yeah.
All four of which
Done nothing.
Done nothing since. Well, no, when I say that, as in they did nothing on the back of it.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
That was followed by Charlotte Flair Wu beating Ruby Riott for the WWE SmackDown Women's Championship.
It was a good match.
Yeah.
It was a really, I really enjoyed it, actually.
She's a good Ruby Riott.
She's very good, and I think this is the thing. You want to see more of her, like wrestling.
Yes.
Less of the Riott Squad, all three of them together. Maybe I'm being a bit pedantic, but,
They still... we like the Riott Squad, but they still don't appear to be an actual, credible faction of three people. They don't... They just don't look all the same. Mind you, neither is Absolution. They're all weird.
Why do you have to have Becky Lynch, Naomi, and the Riott Squad? Three of them. Six of them, actually. What am I on about? I can't do maths.
No.
All of them... in the same sort of environment. Why can't you just have a one-on-one match?
Because, like, the Wyatt family originally.
Yeah.
Bray and Harper and Rowan. They all looked weirdy people, didn't they?
They all had big beards.
Yeah.
They all looked a bit...
So they all...
similar height, similar build.
They were, like, credible. They're all mates, them. Right. But, like, Riott Squad is... Ruby Riott, she's got lots of tattoos. Sarah Logan, she's from the country, don't you know? She lives in the hills and eats animals. And Liv Morgan, who's just... a blonde lady who's attractive. So I don't see where they are
allow me to play devil's advocate here.
Yeah.
Because I think maybe you're underselling all of them.
Well, yeah, but that's the general character. Well, see, you know, the Wyatt family are just all big blokes with beards who live in the shed,
in the woods in a cult, in a
yeah.
But where is the... like? You mean yeah, there needs to be more depth with Sarah Logan?
Why are the Riott Squad friends?
Huh?
Do we know?
I think maybe if they actually came out and delivered the story a bit better, maybe we'll see. But coming back to the match,
yes.
Ruby looked great. I thought, honestly, it was... her Riott kick is a good move. I just wish it was sold better, like the crowd don't react to it.
No. Well, that's because she never fights on the telly and wins with it. If they knew it was a finish, then they'd probably fight her. They'd probably buy into it more. But, you know, they don't, so... I don't know. Well, it's simple things, isn't it? If people know something's a finish, the crowd will react to it. But if they don't know, they won't.
Yeah. But overall, like I said, the match for me was a good match. Both of them looked really good. I thought Ruby looked really good. But maybe that's the power of Charlotte. Charlotte is a very good wrestler. And then I thought, like I said, overall, really good, solid match. And then came the ending, which was just sublime.
And that followed by... the end of John Cena's road to WrestleMania, because he lost.
Oh, we're not talking about Oscar?
Oh, yes, he came out, didn't she? Yeah.
well, we'll come on to Cena's end.
Da, da,
end.
Da, da, da. The crowd loved this bit, didn't they? When she came out and challenged Charlotte. What's the implications of this? Is this another thing Stephanie's going to hit Kurt Angle with on Raw, saying, you've lost Asuka, what's going on?
Maybe. I, for one, think it was really well done. We talked about it. I said that Charlotte versus Oscar is going to be a better match than Bliss versus Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to the match.
Yeah.
Really much so. I just like the fact that they did it without any sort of... sometimes you don't need all that sort of pomp and circumstances of microphone, talking and all that. Maybe you just need a face-to-face.
Yeah.
Get it. I want to fight you. And I think they did it really well.
Point at the sign. At least now we might get... where's the sign? It's over there somewhere.
Hold up, right? Yeah. Just hold your, like, point to the sign.
There you go.
That's the thumbnail. There we go.
At least now, we might get one decent women's match rather than two average women's matches.
What do you mean?
Well, because Charlotte versus Asuka will be good, and Nia versus Bliss will not be good, will it?
Why? You're already judging it.
Yeah.
Why do you think it'd not be good?
Right.
That wasn't even grammatically correct.
No. Right, what have we said constantly about Alexa Bliss? She's brilliant, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But not necessarily a wrestling bit of her.
No, you say that.
Yeah.
You say that. I disagree with you on that.
What do we know about Nia Jax?
Big, so there brutal. You go. Big. Oh, no, she's pretty good. Her versus Oscar, one of the best matches on Elimination Chamber. I don't know why you're laughing.
With faint praise, though.
I thought, honestly, that I think it might be good. You never know, but...
No, we do.
I think Nia versus Alexa, I think you're underselling it. Yeah. That's all I'll say for now, but Oscar versus Charlotte, come on. Does that not make you feel like, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, because that's what I mean. We're going to get at least one really good match.
Right.
Because that's guaranteed to be good. It's just one's guaranteed not to be. John Cena's road to WrestleMania is over.
No!
It is. There's no way he'll be at WrestleMania. He'll be at home with Nikki Bella watching.
Total Bellas.
Total Bellas, probably. Or something on the network.
That's the thing, though. So he got engaged last year. Is it divorce this year? No. Marriage first.
Yeah. You know, like when Randy Savage and Miss Elizabeth got married at SummerSlam 91. That was the main event of the wrestling. Just did that as match of the week 1 week. That's the main event of SummerSlam 91. A wedding. Even though they were already married and it's just like pretend. AJ Styles is still the champion. As expected. Because let's face it, at the Royal Rumble, when Shinsuke Nakamura won, they said, who do you want to fight? And he said, like, AJ Styles, isn't it?
Well, yeah. But it's the dream. And I hate the fact that we all agreed this back in July, like Money in the Bank said, that this ideally would be our ideal scenario for WrestleMania. That's a dream match. And then the WWE, whenever they say dream match, it's like, oh, shut up.
Yeah, be rubbish, right? But yeah. No, be good.
I can't wait for that. But I just hope it would be before... I hope it'd be after Brock Roman. But it won't be.
Da-da.
It won't be, will it?
No.
It's frustrating, though.
Roman winning the title is going to be the end of the thing. So that was Fastlane. And you give it a thumbs up? Was it one thumb up?
One thumb up. Overall, I thought it was an alright show.
Yeah.
It was. I went into it thinking it was going to be a bit... I'll say this much. For the six-man match, pretty decent.
Yeah, yeah.
And set the story for Shane KO versus Sammy. Couldn't think of Sammy's name then. Shane getting involved. I understand he's more of talent rather than actual... board member or something like that.
One, yeah.
Well, that's the point. I don't know if you saw the wrestling figure, the WWE wage figures and things like that. Did come out.
Yeah.
He's earning a lot.
Yeah.
And obviously he'll be wrestling on the big show against Sammy and KO.
Yeah.
Sammy and KO, they did their story well. And when they do that, you know when they do their punching thing? It was good to see that back.
The punching thing.
Well, you know what I mean, don't you?
I know, the punching thing. We should ask our listeners who they think... or when they think Carmella will cash in her briefcase. When will she cash it in? Look, Money in the Bank.
Seeds all over the studio now.
Yeah. Will she do it at WrestleMania? Will Asuka win and then she'll cash in? I mean, that would be stupid, wouldn't it?
Because that would be really good. But I don't think Carmella's the one that should take Asuka's streak.
No, so she'd have to lose.
Yeah.
So that'd be quite funny. That was Fastlane. We'll find out the...
ramifications.
Yeah. Well, I guess over the next few days, because, of course, Asuka being a Raw superstar. And last week on Raw, the main event was the opening angle of the show with Kurt Angle and Ronda Rousey and Steph and Trips doing their bit of business. And that, as we expected, tag team match announced WrestleMania. Surely that should be the main event. No, no. Kurt Angle and Ronda Rousey versus Triple H and Stephanie McMahon. You sound very excited about it, Tom.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's just I'm trying to recap. That was the opening of the show, but I'm also trying to recap what happened elsewhere on Raw. But when it came to that event, can we just review that segment as
well? Because let's face it, after that, there was not much point in the rest of the program.
Kind of, yeah. So when it came to it, obviously... Kurt Angle comes out. He calls out Triple H. I'm thinking...
Come out, Triple H, here, you big man.
And I was I thought it was going to be interesting to see these two, if they were going to be, you know, butting heads or scrapping and everything. And then Steph comes out. Boo! Boo! How dare you? And then she comes out, and it's interesting that her and Kurt's dynamic, she was selling her heel villainous role very well. Oh, you got how many kids now, Kurt? Things like that. So as much as I hate Steph, and I truly hate her as a performer sometimes, but that's the point, isn't it? At the end of the day, pantomime villainy is what we live for here in WWE.
Kurt Angle must think, what did I ever see in Stephanie McMahon-Helmsley? From their thing when they nearly had an affair but didn't. And they should have done. They should have done his storyline.
I thought she sold it really well. Ronda comes out. Does say what I've got in WWE and everything. And then Steph does this whole drum roll thing, doesn't she?
Yeah.
And then it was really awkward because Ronda said you far too early.
Yeah.
But she's still learning on the mic and everything, but it was still a momentous moment, and it was still good. She's over. That's great. Yeah. Trips comes out. Trips, to be fair, when Triple H came out and he was like, surprise, I'm here. I thought that was quite funny. I thought it was very funny, actually. And then the tag team match is made.
Yes.
And we knew it were coming. Yeah, but I tell you what,
the crowd loved it, didn't they?
They did, and it was really good. Steph getting lifted up.
Yeah.
It was very good. So well done. Maybe you should have put that as the final thing on the card.
Yeah, and because a lot of people turned off after that because they knew that was the main event of the program. That was followed by Asuka beating Nia Jax, which was an obvious babyface turn for Nia because they made her very sympathetic, and she was like walking up the ramp, and they expected all the
having a bit of a cry backstage with Alexa,
expecting people to clap and stuff. And I don't think it really got the. It's very hard to make her a sympathetic babyface when she's bigger than everyone else on the roster.
A brute.
Yeah. Just is what it is.
Yeah. I quite like Nia. I think she'll be pretty good in the babyface role.
Because if we pretend that it's all real, right?
But it is. It's real to me, damn it.
If we pretend it's real, right, she'd kill Alexa Bliss because she's like 3 foot taller than her and a bit heavier.
Yeah.
Sami Cesaro beat the Revival. That's rubbish.
That was really rubbish, wasn't it?
Yeah, I like the Revival.
I don't understand what they gained from that. Not even like it wasn't even like a good match for them. You know what I mean? What was that about?
I don't know. John Cena beat Goldust. What was that all about?
Goldust
turned heel despite doing a promo. I don't understand what's going on with that Goldust.
He needs appearance money. That's what it is.
Goldust. It's Goldust coming out and being Goldust. Speaking of it's Bailey won a match. I love Bailey's entrance.
No, it's the
so only, to speak.
Yeah, because we don't get pyro anymore. It's the closest we get.
Other than that, when we saw her live, she also had the wacky wavy inflatable tube men.
Yeah, Byron's ruined that for me.
Yeah, well, he ruins everything.
Well, I'm going to come on to Byron in a bit. All right.
So she beat Mandy Rose. The golden blonde-haired child of WWE, but she beat her. Mandy's just she's got something that they can't teach.
What's that?
She's got that presence.
Oh, what, in terms of like looking like a star?
Yeah, she's not great yet, but she can be. And if they hide her deficiencies, she will be a megastar.
She's got the capabilities of being a Trish. And I think her and Sonya, like I said at the Elimination Chamber...
Sonya, my apologies.
I think they will be really good. Yeah. And shame to the people criticising them already. So early, come on.
Are they going to have women's tag team titles, do you think? Is that a new thing? I don't know.
Well, that's the thing. There is new titles, but that's going to come in the news. Yeah. We're going to talk about the news. There's obviously meant to be two new titles.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that. Nice. I think they do need women's titles, but I don't know, would that be too many?
Because there's only six women on each brand.
Exactly, but think about the amount of titles we've already got, and the fact is not all of them are going to get on Mania.
No.
So we'll see.
Braun the Strowman beat Elias in a bashing people with weapons match.
That wasn't the official name, was it?
Symphony of Destruction.
Thank you. All right, if you're gonna do it, say it right.
I think this is about the time when I turned off and thought, oh, I'm going to go to bed now. Bray Wyatt beat Rhino. No, that certainly was the point. there's nothing more to say about this. Are they going to fight in the Hardy compound this week? Is that this week?
They filmed it.
Yeah. So that might happen this week. I thought they saved that for Mania, but there's too much stuff on Mania.
And we have got a triple threat, Seth, Finn, and Miz.
Yeah.
So who wins that, Seth or Finn? Who would you rather have the Intercontinental title post-WrestleMania?
Well, I think it would probably be Finn Balor.
Same.
Because I was listening to Wrestling Observer Radio, and one of the things they suggested was that in the next Superstar Shake-Up, then perhaps Seth Monday Night Rollins goes to SmackDown, and AJ Styles goes to Monday Night Raw.
Yes, AJ's meant to be going to Raw, isn't it?
So Seth would then be the big star on the other brand. Which would suggest that Shinsuke Nax would win the World's Heavyweight title at Mania. And Roman Reigns confronting Paul Heyman, and they had a chat. We don't know what's going on with Brock Lesnar. Do you know what annoys me? Right, and because we're in the business of producing content for the internet stuff.
Hello to everyone listening. Hope you're well.
All that clickbaity rubbish you see on YouTube of people nicking stuff from The Observer or The Torch.
You get that all the time, though.
I know.
That's been going on literally years, Rich.
They make up videos with these titles like, Brock Lesnar's leaving WWE official, and it's like, it's not. I mean, he probably is, but he might be, but he might not. I totally get your point, mate.
Like, but I think
the most is people just nicking other people's news and passing it off as their own.
I quite like Cultaholic,
yeah,
which is the offshoot of What Culture, essentially. The four guys there.
I'm not talking about them, though. I'm talking about other people.
Well, yeah, I know. But what I'm saying is, right, you're looking at support, Wrestle Talk. I quite like Ollie Davis. His annoying voice is a little bit, but then again, so is mine. I quite like Ollie and the other guy. I can't remember. I'm so sorry. But the thing is,
I liked it when Joel Ross was on it.
They're still doing what others do, and that's just stealing the news and making out like it's theirs.
But they're allowed to say
they kind of flash past the fact that they've taken this from per Wrestling Observer magazine, per Dave Meltzer, per Brian Alvarez, whoever, and it's a little annoying.
Are we allowed to say stealing?
No, I mean, to be fair, it's not stealing, is it? It's what? It's just making out like it's your own.
Yeah.
Which is a different thing. But that's the internet. The internet. We can do that. We do that. You know what I mean? We're not lying. But that's what I'm saying. I don't mind it as much as you do.
No.
But I do think it gets annoying when you see five videos sort of saying, a mysterious figure, is leaving WWE.
It comes up on my YouTube subscriptions, and I'm going, not subscriptions, you know the timeline on YouTube? And I'll be like looking through my videos for things to watch, like women playing computer games and stuff. And for some reason, on the other day, it came up with a video of Susanna Reid. I can't remember searching for Susanna Reid on YouTube. But YouTube, it's annoying. Now we're on it. It's great.
But this is the thing. I quite like Brian Zane. You like Brian Zane.
Yeah.
And when you've got different content like that, the Cultaholic Wrestling Podcast,
original
I really enjoy.
Content is good.
But to be fair, what we're doing isn't original, is it?
Well, no, but it's not ripping up other people's news and making it into a video.
And yeah, I'm looking at like news articles. I can go on Reddit, Squared Circle, things like that. I can go on Cultaholic. I can go on What Culture WWE. I can even go on WWE.com, whatever. That's fine. Yeah. So no, it's always going to be difficult to be original in this sort of internet world we live in. But there's a class
degrees of original.
There's class ways of doing it, and the class and unclassy ways of doing it. And sometimes there's places and people that do it unclassily, like taking Steve Austin's podcast and putting that clip out saying CM Punk shoots or something like that, or Chris Jericho shoots on. It's someone else's podcast.
Yes.
Stop stealing it.
Well, you know what the annoys me the most is when people put the advertising on their videos where they've stolen other people's content, because that's really bad. News. What is the news?
Sorry.
News.
This just in. News.
News.
Jeff Hardy's been arrested.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Jeff. I was hoping for you at WrestleMania.
Well, he might still be there, because one of the Usos was arrested for the same thing, was it? Driving under the influence.
Yeah, DUI. Arrested on Saturday. Picked up in the evening. As a result, Hardy has been struck by a mandatory 30-day pre-trial annulment of his driving licence.
But, you know, the precedent has been set by WWE that you can do that and still work. So we'll see what happens.
It's sad about Jeff, isn't it?
It is.
His past demons have been very well seen.
We don't know the full details, do we? So it's difficult to say what's happened.
But when you watch, like, was it Bound for Glory 1 year, or one of them against Sting?
Now, what I would say there is, and of course he's in the wrong, they should never have put him on TV.
Yeah. Yeah.
They should never have put him on TV.
Why would they do that?
You just make something up and put another main event in. And I know it's difficult, it's pay-per-view, it's this and that and the other, whatever. But
at least you get a match.
Everything looks worse there, doesn't it?
Yeah. Even Sting was saying, wasn't he? This isn't me.
So that's the first bit of news. Breaking news. That's why you should make the picture on YouTube. WWE star arrested? Question mark. with a silhouette of a person. Who could it be?
Who could it be?
Well, you already know, because you go to all the websites and find out these things.
Well, of course, we know a couple more matches confirmed for WrestleMania, so Nakamura versus Styles has actually been confirmed. We've got the graphic, it looked amazing. Oscar versus Charlotte. Happy as a pig in something.
You can say shit on there.
Yeah, yeah. We were talking about the titles.
Yeah.
So there's two new titles I want to let you know about. So apparently there's going to be a Cruiserweight Tag Team titles.
Yeah, I heard about this, yeah, because they're making 205 Live more of a wrestling thing, aren't they? More than people prattling around. That's why Jack Gallagher wears gear now instead of, you know, a suit to wrestle in. He is not IRS now. He's got proper gear. I guess there's enough people on 205 Live to have tag team titles, but it just seemed a bit... WCW had them at the end of WCW.
Well, no, it strikes me as more to compete with New Japan, because they've got the junior heavyweight and the heavyweight division. So you've got two types of tag team. And the thing is, the tag team division, we've talked about it a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very hot sometimes.
But who are the tag teams then on 205 Live?
They're going to have to figure it out. That's not up to me, to be fair. Right. But I think that... Well, no, this is the thing. The tag team division is on SmackDown Raw, sorry. Yeah. No, it's not. The Cruiserweight division is on Raw, my apologies. So, you can have maybe Raw tag teams going for it.
Okay. There were only two WCW Cruiserweight Tag Team Champions. Kid Romeo and Elix Skipper, who won the tournament final. Included in that tournament, by the way, Air Raid, of which one half was AJ Styles in his WCW sojourn. And they lost two on the final ever Nitro. Billy Kidman, one of life's winners. And Rey Mysterio.
Why is Billy Kidman one of life's winners?
He just got what's his name, didn't he?
Who?
Troy Wilson.
Did he really?
I think so. But yes, they won the titles, and then WF bought WCW and finned them off. Threw them in the bin. So, bad times. Well, hopefully it's good. You know, hopefully it goes well. When I say they got married, and now they're divorced.
That's a shame.
Poor Billy. But, so there's the WCW Cruiserweight Tag Team titles coming soon to 205 Live.
Well, whilst that's going on, we've also got the North American Championship in NXT. Yes. Now, it was announced, obviously, spoiler, we're going to get the NXT North American Championship at TakeOver New Orleans, which the card already looks great. But imagine this. This could be the match of the year. A six-man ladder match featuring Adam Cole.
Yes.
Baby! Killian Dane, Lars Sullivan, The Velveteen Dream.
Yes.
EC3. He does that thing.
Who's in now, yeah.
And
I'm surprised they haven't changed his name. Very surprised.
Well, yeah. And Ricochet. If he does a double moonsault off a ladder, I will flip out. It'll be great.
Irish superstar Rick O'Shea. So it is, isn't it? Irish superstar Rick O'Shea. Would you bring back any more titles? You have more titles.
Well, here's the thing. Why was it not just the European title or something? But then again, the UK title could have been that.
Yeah, but what do they do with the UK title? It's just a thing.
Well, you were getting Cole versus Dunn. That I'm really looking forward to.
Yeah, yeah. But they don't do enough with it, do they? It just seems to be a thing. So other old titles they could bring back.
Hardcore.
Yeah, it's a bit passé though now, hardcore wrestling, isn't it?
Now, I can't take the credit for this, I should say. Not blame. I have a funny feeling. I think it was Adam Pacitti. We were talking about Cultaholic but back in his WWE What Culture days, said something along the lines of, imagine the hardcore title, right? And if you were a subscriber of the network, you could watch, out of nowhere, a match that was taking place in a car park in somewhere. And then it's the hardcore title, because it could be defended anywhere, couldn't it, 24-7? That, for me, would not only give you another reason to watch the network...
Yes.
But it gives you a reason for the title.
Yeah.
And I think that'd be cool. Or call it the network title.
Well, that's the thing. You've got the old television title in WCW. You could bring that back and have the network title. You can have it fought for on... What's the network exclusive programmes? I don't know.
Full Sail University, so it'd have to be NXT. So technically that is already the network title, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so. Or, you know, but it has to be fought for on every single television event, you see, the team. Right. In our world that we've set up now. What about the old World Six-Man Tag Team titles? Well, you can have the world women's six-man tag team titles.
The six
they always have the six bloody women fighting against each other.
The six-man titles in New Japan work really well. Yeah. So you never know. But then it'd have to be New Day, wouldn't it, to be the first new title, the six-man title. You know what I mean. Three-man title.
Mixed tag team titles. Making things up now.
Let's move on from the titles, right? Carrying on with the news, right? Rey Mysterio.
Yeah.
We were talking about him, obviously, having an injury. There's good news.
Five-star wrestling's Rey Mysterio Jr.
Yes. There's good news. There's good news that his bicep tear is meant to be grade one, which is the least severe type, meaning that it could have no long-term effect on his strength, and it could be healed within a few weeks.
So that means this match with Jushin Liger should be back on, shouldn't it? That's the New Japan event coming up in the US.
Strong Style Evolved in Long Beach, yeah.
Which you would imagine of all the matches he's got upcoming would be the one he'd want to be most ready for. Because, you know, doing whatever on Five Star, which, you know, he's on a channel no one watches, no one's probably bothered about, are they?
But, bit harsh.
But fighting against Jushin Thunder Liger, an all-time legendary figure, which people are going to watch, probably people do care about.
Okay.
Any more news?
Yes, so there's going to be a 50-man Royal Rumble.
Oh, the greatest Royal Rumble. Yeah,
yes,
yeah,
the greatest Royal Rumble is going to be taking place in Jeddah in Saudi Arabia, April 27th.
Yes. Is this going to be on the network?
I'm not sure. It's not been confirmed, has it?
It must be, must it?
So the greatest Royal Rumble apparently already confirmed it for the event. Listen to this. John Cena, Triple H, Roman Reigns, AJ Styles, Shinsuke Nakamura, Randall Orton, Randall Keith Orton, Brawny the Adorable Strowman, The New Day, and Bray Wyatt. So, it's not sure whether it's going to be on WWE Network, but you'd pray that it is.
Well, you'd assume so, wouldn't you? Otherwise, what's the point?
Yeah.
I know it's obviously going to get a big...
It's the second biggest Rumble of all time.
Yeah.
The first one was the 40-man one, because it just strikes me as... it's just... I imagine maybe buy rates were down on pay-per-view, and so they thought...
Let's have a gimmick.
Let's have 10... Yeah, let's have a gimmick, yeah. And one final bit of news, which is away from WWE.
Yeah.
It's your favourite. It's the Elite.
The elite.
Their all-in event has been confirmed.
Yes.
Would you like to know where it's going to be taking place?
Somewhere in America. Is it Chicago?
Chicago.
Chicago.
At the Sears Center Arena. It's obviously no matches have been confirmed. It's going to be on September 1st. For me, this is huge. It could be a shift in the way we look at WWE events and wrestling events as a whole. Because if these stars can do it themselves,
yes,
that it's more competition for WWE, and that's for the better, isn't it? Because WWE will have to step up their game.
Of course. So is that the end of the news?
Yes.
I'd like people to send in their ideas of titles that should be brought back to At Proper Sport.
Well, in which case...
Or like any feedback whatsoever. Feedback.
Please. Let us know.
At Proper Sport. Should make Tom put a graphic on the screen just to mean he has to do some more work.
We do, email at... Oh, tweet at Proper Sport. Yeah,
that's what I said.
This is Proper Sport, does WWE. Yeah. But we talk about other things like wrestling, so just in general. And then we get to Richard's Match of the Week.
Well, as we're in WrestleMania season, I thought about going through some WrestleMania matches over the years. I was going to do something from Thunder, which apparently is on the network now, but I couldn't find it. So, it's WrestleMania season, the WrestleMania Match of the Week this week. Guess back to WrestleMania 13, which was one of those ones in the kind of WWE down period in 97. Now, I'm not picking out that match where Bret Hart and Steve Austin have a classic, because everyone's seen that. And I've probably seen all the things on the card, because everyone's watched all the WrestleManias. Not even Rocky Maivia versus the Sultan. The Sultan, of course, being Fatu, who we talked about last week in a hilarious segment. not even the Headbangers, who, of course, their former manager, Hillbilly Jim, has mentioned going into the Hall of Fame. We didn't mention that in the news.
You mentioned it, so I thought I didn't have to mention it.
Because there's nothing much else to say, is there? Hillbilly Jim's going in. Oh.
I mean, is that... That's far worse than Jeff, surely. Jeff contributed more, in my opinion.
He was a big fella, though, Hillbilly Jim, wasn't he?
Well, I've trimmed my beard, right?
So you don't look like...
And my beard was, like, down to here. Uh-huh. And I thought I was pretty chuffed with it, but I was going to give it 6 months. I got told from my 93-year-old grandmother, stop.
Stop.
Right, so I've stopped, I've shaved it. How did he get that beard there? Okay. Everywhere. Well done, Hillbilly.
Hillbilly Jim, isn't it? But match of the week this week is, I think it's one of the first times I ever saw a kind of weapons match. it's the Chicago Street... It's back to Chicago again. Chicago Street Fight. Ahmed Johnson and the Legion of Doom. This may be the only time Ahmed Johnson makes it to a match in a week. Speaking of which, versus the Nation of Domination. Crush, Farouk, Savio Vega. It's actually pretty rubbish, but it's just the novelty of seeing people hit each other with fire extinguishers and stuff.
Weapons, yeah.
Yeah, we're trying to look for WrestleMania matches of the week who are not the obvious WrestleMania matches. Well, because everyone knows all about Steamboat and Savage and all.
Well, let me ask you a question, all right, real quick. Yeah. All right, if I had to say your favourite WrestleMania match of all time, what would it be?
It probably would be that Bret Hart Stone Cold match, because it was really good. Or, for the moment, Daniel Bryan winning the title.
Yeah.
Which was really good.
I understand that, but all right, then, so think, save that. That's your favourite match. Yeah. What's your favourite sort of nowhere near the main event match?
I have to have a think.
All right, well, have a think of that for next week, yeah?
Because, like, Savage and Warrior at WrestleMania 7 wasn't the main event.
No.
But it was a main event.
Yeah, yeah. But that's the thing, though. For instance, Undertaker versus CM Punk, I adore that match. I watch it all the time, purely because I just love the fact that CM Punk has got the massive chip on his shoulder.
Yeah.
And it's the slaps at the beginning that always get me eager to watch it again, because he just knows it's going to be better than any other match on the card.
See, like an Intercontinental title or a tag team title match are featured matches, aren't they? So Hart Foundation versus Nasties at WrestleMania 7, or Bret Hart versus Roddy Piper at WrestleMania 8.
I quite like the WrestleMania 23 Money in the Bank. That's one of my favourite Money in the Banks. It's brilliant.
I'd have to think. I mean, I used to have a great affinity for the main event of WrestleMania 20, but the whole thing and the ending have kind of been spoiled by your man in it, you know, but...
Bloody Triple H, yeah.
I know. Shocking. So that's it, I think, isn't it?
Yeah. But yeah, have a think about that. Of course, let us know your thoughts, of course, on Proper Sport, at Proper Sport on Twitter, and you can get in touch with us. Or tweet Richard at the RSW, yep. Isn't it?
Yes.
And me, Tom, at Tom C. Maguire. Thanks very much for listening. Thanks very much for watching. If you've been watching on YouTube, I'll get there. There you go. Money in the Bank. He's going to cash in. Heist of the century. That's probably one of Michael Cole. Oh, no, I didn't talk about commentary. Really quickly, commentary. Before we go, Byron Saxton, go back to commentary school. Thanks.
That's the end of the podcast. Bye.